Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So happy to be with you on this beautiful Thursday. Joining us now, a beautiful man. Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer joins us every Thursday at 3. What's up, Sheil?
Like, you know, I have Googled that hat you're wearing, the Randall.
Oh, yes.
Scrambling. Yeah. To no success. So I'm very jealous that you've got that hat right now.
Yeah, I'm wearing an I'm Back Scrambling Eagles hat, the Randall hat. It was a Mitchell & Ness put it up for sale 6 months ago and it was on sale for like a day. And I ended up getting it. So they put them up every once in a while. So if I see it, I'll let you know. Yeah.
It's Thank a good you. Hat. Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Sheil.
Or you can just get it and Sheil could pay you for it.
That's a good. That is, well, I don't know.
Or he could just gift it to me.
Right,
I,
that's the other thing.
Right. Yeah, look, the economy's tough everywhere, Sheil. I'll send you the link. So, Sheil, I want to open up the conversation with you with the question that we asked earlier in the show. And asked a similar question about the Chiefs game, and I got a similar answer that I'm getting now. But after the struggles of offense, I decided to ask it again. What would you feel better about on Sunday? The Eagles go in, win the game in the exact same way they beat the Rams. Offense looks the same, defense looks the same. Or you go in, they lose the game, but the offense looks fully functional. Saquon looks great, they're running the ball great, they're throwing the ball all over the place. What would make you feel better about the Eagles this season if I gave you those two options?
I think it's still a win because it's a long season. You want the one seed. You're looking ahead, home field. You know, little things can make the difference down the road. So I think if you any way you can win games early in the season, and coaches have talked about this in recent years, where it's like September, we just want to stack some wins. We're not a finished product yet. We'll figure things out as we go. So I think it's still probably going to be that, because we both know that if the offense looks great and they lose, we're just going to turn our attention to, hey, the defense got carved up by Matthew Stafford and Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua next week. So I think it's still winning the same way they won last week.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And to be clear, if they get carved up, I'm just going to yell about that next week. Come on, man. So could you, before I ask you the question on it, I would like you to present what you mentioned. And I know you mentioned this on your podcast as well, about the tendencies the Eagles had over the first two games when they were in pistol, when they were under center, and when they were in 12 personnel, when there are two tight ends on the field, and what the Eagles did. Could you repeat that for everyone? Because I have a question further for you on that.
Yeah, it's like over 90% run rate out of all those things. And the big thing is a lot of teams, they go with the two tight ends and they say, hey, we're going to make it look like we're coming out and pounding the football. And then you run play action off that and you hit on some explosive plays. So it's just some tendency stuff that's at one extreme. You know, you can have some extreme, there's no doubt about it. But when you try like one play of passing the football out of pistol on the first play of the game, and then you don't see it again the rest of the time. Those types of things, I know Kevin Petullo talked about it this week. You want to break some of those tendencies in future weeks.
So when I heard you and Sean Syed talking about it on your podcast, and then when people consume that content, they seem to place that on Petullo, that Petullo is not disguising these things enough. But what I was led to believe over last year is that when Jalen Hurts steps to the line, he has a number of plays he can call based on what he sees from the defense. So if Jalen is going to the line and has these options, isn't it as much on him deciding to run the ball in that situation than the Eagles, the Kevin Petullo telling him to run the ball in that situation?
I actually don't know exactly how they're doing that. You know, is that an every snap thing? Is that a game plan thing? Is that it depends on the situation? Hey, we'll give you two plays and you pick one. So I don't know the full answer to that. I do think the Petullo stuff, you know, I feel like he's already, you can kind of feel it. It's just like if they struggle a little bit more, he's going to become a punching bag here. And to me, and Spike, I think you agree based on what, you know, I've seen and heard from you, it's just like he's not the constant here. Like they've shuffled in and out different offensive coordinators. And so just the way they want to play, like Nick Sirianni knows Jalen Hurts' preferences at this point. Jalen Hurts knows Nick Sirianni's preferences at this point, how they want to play, what they want the style to be, what they want to prioritize. Which I think is avoiding turnover specifically when you're going up against a formidable opponent. So yeah, to answer your question, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know exactly how they're doing that this year with Jalen Hurts, but yeah, I would imagine there is at least some of that.
Shiel, now this is you and I, brother.
It's just you and Ike.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one's listening.
You know, I respect your football mind. That's why I'm coming to you with this. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel with this passing game? Are you seeing anything there where it says, man, I see what they're trying to do, and man, if they just blocked here, or if Jalen makes the throw, or such and such makes the catch, then the passing game is going to sort of open the floodgates. My problem with the passing game after 2 weeks is that I'm not seeing where the growth is there. That's my only thing. It's almost like we are resigned to this let's be conservative and don't turn the ball over. You do that when you feel like if you give the offense more responsibility, i.e. the quarterback, then he's going to turn it over. Like it almost feels like, not you, but it almost feels like we're walking on eggshells with this thing about the offense and being conservative. And to me, it sends off indicators that we don't trust the quarterback enough. That's what it sends off to me. Now, I'm a Jalen guy. I know you are as well. But this idea, we don't do this. The league doesn't do this with quarterbacks that we consider the top quarterbacks in the league. They don't call offenses like this. So I'm just wondering, is there something there that we can hang our hat on as, man, I'm seeing where what they're trying to do, and there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, forget, you know, offenses with elite quarterback. No offense really has called games like the way the Eagles have called these two games, where you're taking almost no shots downfield. They have two completions of 20-plus yards. I do think the light at the end of the tunnel is very easy for me, and I think it's a reason why people are frustrated right now, and that's that we watched the NFC Championship game last year. We watched the Super Bowl last year. It didn't look like this. You know, we spent weeks and months last year having these same conversations, and we said, can they win a Super Bowl like this? We know they can win games like this. And then it got to the biggest games of the year, and they threw the ball downfield, and Jalen Hurts looked great, and A.J. Brown looked great, and Devon. So I think a lot of people thought, all right, they're going to build off that, come into this season. There's going to be a little bit more. It's going to look more functional. It's going to look more balanced, and it hasn't looked that way the first 2 weeks. Now, there have been opportunities. You know, you mentioned it. First play of the game last week, they're trying to take a shot downfield to A.J. Brown. The poor guy's got his hand up. He's open. He's like, I'm not injured. And guess what? Grant Calcaterra misses the block on the left side, and Jalen Hurts is pressured, and he fumbles. And so that doesn't end up being a play. End of the first half. Devontae Smith, they say, hey, these Chiefs are on all of our shorter routes. Let's run them on a double move. You could say, should that ball be thrown if you're Jalen Hurts? Now, there's a safety over the top. So with Jalen Hurts in that split second, he's got to make a decision. Is the risk versus the reward? And he said, I don't want to throw that right now. I'm going to scramble to my left and throw it to A.J. Brown. So there are little things like that that you say, all right, if they get in a game where they feel like, no, we've got to take some more risks or we're not going to be as conservative, that they can make those plays.
Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joining us. Shiel, jump over to defense real quick. I know you're a giant Vic Fangio guy. We all are. The defense looked better, but they were facing a team that not only doesn't have a ton of offensive weapons, was missing two key offensive weapons on top of it. So did you look at last week as a true step forward, or did you look at last week as they were facing an offense that is that struggled most of last year and will probably struggle for a lot of this year?
Yeah, I think it's good not to overreact, because this week is when you get Devontae Adams and you get Puka Nacua, one of the best wide receiver tandems in the NFL. So any good feelings we might have about, hey, we thought, you know, cornerback two was an issue after week one, it looked okay in week two. Well, now this is more of a week one matchup. And Sean McVay saw what the Cowboys did in week one, how they got those matchups. And I think Adoree Jackson is really going to be tested in this game. I mean, if you told me, hey, the Eagles really, their defense struggles in this game, I think we can all pinpoint what it would be. But what I loved from Fangio last week was just how he changed up his complete game plan. He said, you know what, we're not going to do what we did in the Super Bowl. That's what they're expecting. We're going to blitz more. We're going to be more aggressive. We can play man coverage because the Chiefs don't have a great pass catching core. And I just, if you're an Eagles fan, you have to feel great that your defensive coordinator is able to stay a step ahead of some of these offensive coaches. And it's not just like, hey, let's do the same thing every single week. So I think you're encouraged by that end, but the personnel stuff is a big test this week against these wide receivers.
I tell you, Shiel, I look at this Eagles defense going up against the Rams. I got to admit, on Thursday, don't feel much better than I did Monday and Tuesday or Wednesday about this matchup. I'm just being honest with you. The Rams, they look like they have a good formula to come in here and still a win. When you look at the receivers and the weapons they have on offense, the offensive play designer, and then the quarterback. So I say that to say this. If the Eagles are going to win this game, in my opinion, I think the defensive line has to win this game. Matthew Stafford is a pocket quarterback that doesn't move, which means if we can get after that offensive line, we can affect Matthew Stafford. Just your thoughts with Jalen Carter, Za'Darius Smith, who joined us last week and made a bunch of plays. What do you think about that matchup, the Eagles' D-line going up against this Rams' offensive line?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think if Stafford has time, it's going to be a tough day for the secondary. But you're right. We know where Stafford's going to be. You know, this was a guy 3 weeks ago. It was like, wait a minute, is he going to be healthy to even start the season? He had a back issue late into August. He's 37 years old. Now he's very smart. He's very savvy. He gets rid of the football quickly. So, yeah, I think you need to win up front. They've got an injury at guard. They don't have the best tackle, so it's not like a top five offensive line. It's an offensive line you can get after a little bit. You can create some disguise. You can create some uncertainty with those guys like Vic Fangio did last week with some of those pressure looks. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think if the defense plays well, this is a game where we got to hear from Jalen Carter. We got to hear from Nolan Smith. We got to hear from some of those other guys on the defensive line, because if Stafford has time, I think, you know, we all know that it could be a tough day for the secondary.
All right, Shiel. Well, we are, you know, we really leaned into Jack after your last call. And we said, Jack, you have to keep track of Shiel's picks.
Yes.
So, Jack, what is Shiel's record thus far on picks?
So I titled it Shiel's Ass Picks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's 1-1.
1-1.
I mean, 1-1. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. You know, I mean, 1-1, and you're titling that. Unbelievable.
Okay. I think I'm 1-1, too.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah. Everyone on the show. 26-23 was your prediction last week. So
it was a three-point game.
It was a three-point game?
Yeah. Good prediction.
Hold on, so what did you predict for the first game?
I don't know.
10-point win, something like that.
Oh, yeah, he must have predicted.
Bigger win.
Yeah. Homer Shiel came out.
Yeah. So, Shiel, we need your prediction for Sunday. Eagles-Rams. Feels like a 4 o'clock game, even though it's a 1 o'clock game.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, yes. Eagles-Rams. What is your prediction, Shiel?
I think you're getting a big Saquon Barkley game here. I think they're going to be able to run the football on the Rams. I think the defense, like we just talked about, there are going to be some ups and downs. I'm not convinced that the passing game is going to look great. I think we get a close game in the fourth quarter. Rams are up 23-21. The Eagles put together one last drive. Jake Elliott field goal, for the win, 24-23. So Eagles get the win, improved to 3-0. But guess what? People get to still complain next week. And nationally, they're going to say, is this team a fraud? They're so lucky they keep getting these one-score wins. So that's how I see it playing out, both from a game perspective and just giving you guys a glimpse into your future for what the shows are going to be like.
Well, Spike will be happy with that.
Well, she'll to be honest with you, you and Ike's ability to pick the Eagles to win but not cover, so you're covered, is really excellent.
3.5, though. That's one of those. Yeah. It can happen.
So one final thing. Ike demanded yesterday and reinforced it today that for the rest of the season, Jalen Hurts needs to average 240 passing yards per game. If you had to bet your life on that, what would you bet?
40.
Yeah.
240. 240 is two games for them right now. Might be 2.5 games for them. So, yeah, I would take the under on that.
All right.
I'm asking for too much.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I got to go back down to 225.
I think you should go to 205, to be honest with you. All right, Shiel, we will talk to you next Thursday, same time. Appreciate you as always.
All right, brother.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
215-592-9494. Get to the phones right after Ike tells you about Mark's Jewelers.
There we go. Have you experienced the Mark's difference yet? Well, let me tell you. Jim and his wife, they created Mark's Jewelers, and they built it with you in mind from the moment you walked through the door. Yes, the jewelry is stunning, but it's the experience that truly sets Mark's apart. Step into the Diamond Diner. I'm talking about a private, relaxed space where you can explore your jewelry options and zero pressure with total confidence. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, PA, or Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com and see for yourself why Mark's is different.
Jack, do you have a rivalry with Shiel? Why is it Shiel's ass pick?
I don't know.
I like busting Shiel's stones.
Oh, okay.
Disrespect Shiel.
Never. Yeah. It's not disrespect. He's one of those guys that feels like serious a lot.
Yeah.
And I like to break the seriousness.
Like to loosen him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Scott in King of Prussia, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Greetings, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Scott, thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, Spike, you handled a caller earlier today that you had a conflict with really, really well. It was the calmest that I've heard you, so I figured this would be the day to call in and work out our differences.
You know, Scott,
how this works out.
Yeah, Scott, I have
now. Are we aware of the history here?
No.
With Scott and King of Prussia?
No, I don't think I am.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
So if you could remember back to spring training, he was the one busting you about the question of Trey Turner.
Oh, with the candy.
About the candy.
The candy.
So that's what we're looking to mend the fences on today.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and that joke is stuck for six months.
Stuck with you.
See, Scott, Jack didn't do you any favors there because now I got my back up.
Now he's on guard.
Yeah. All right. Yep. No, okay.
I know your guard's up. I figured it would be, but, you know, listening to you earlier, I figured we could work this out on the air together.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay.
You said that beat writers are conduit for us to get answers to the questions that we have.
Yes.
Now, would you say that you are a conduit as well?
No, I don't talk to the players. I mean,
besides Trey, when he asked him about candy.
When I talked to Jordan. So when we the only time I talk to a player during the week on the air is Jordan Mailata on Mondays for the Jordan Mailata show, and then Jordan again on Tuesday. I'm trying to think, we don't talk to another player. So yes, when I talk to Jordan, I am trying to get the answers that I think people want to know. I actually don't think what I want to know is very different than what people want to know because I'm not a reporter. So, but yes, I believe that I am.
Okay. Well, I think that you definitely are a conduit, and I think all the guys, the sports talk reporters are just that, reporters, and trying to get mm-hmm. us those answers. And I think the next day, the camera actually interviewed Topper and was able to deliver one of those questions that is not totally comfortable, but it was a question that we all wanted answered. And that's kind of what I was looking for that day with Turner. Because if we go back to the time...
Are we really talking about this?
Yes. We're going to work this out.
No. Well, Scott, here is the point. The point is, we talked to Trey Turner for 18 minutes. I know he likes 17 minutes. 17 minutes.
All right, Scott.
At the end of the interview... You know, when you're talking to these guys, if you are personable and talk about what they like, the vibe is better. So the next time we talk to Trey Turner, I do a lot of work. So I read about Trey Turner. Trey Turner's a big candy guy. So I asked him to rank Starburst flavors in the last 30 seconds of a 17-minute interview. If I'm not allowed to talk to Trey Turner about something he likes at the end of the interview, then you and I are never going to agree on this. So I think you
can talk to him about anything you wanted. My point was that I was hoping that you would have asked in those 17 minutes some a little more detailed questions that we were looking for. I think you'd be the first to admit it, that it was a fluff interview.
No, I don't think it was.
Okay.
Well, I asked him, are you aware that if you guys don't win the championship this year, your core could be broken up? This could be the last ride for a team. Do you know how uncomfortable it could be to look in somebody's face and tell him if they don't succeed at the highest level this year, that their entire team will be broken up? You wanted to ask me, if I remember correctly, if you don't play well at shortstop this year, will you move to the outfield? He is not going to answer that question. What he's going to say is, I've worked hard at being a shortstop. I'm a shortstop, and we'll deal with next year the way next year is. There's no way he's going to answer the question. And
by the way, it would have been pointless. He's played well at shortstop
He's played well, and he's going to continue to be the shortstop. So I appreciate your call, Scott. I just don't think you're sometimes when and I understand it. I understand that when we have an athlete and the opportunity to ask them hard questions, you want us to
got him
to nail them and really put them in bad position.
Spring training,
yes,
they're all fluff pieces. I thought that's what we do. That's what you do in spring training and training camp. Who the hell is doing hardcore reporting?
Well, and it's a balance, right?
Yes.
It's a balance. It is a balance of being cordial and you also have to know. I remember once when Brett Brown got hired in San Antonio, he came on, writes Ricky Sanchez. It was the first interview he had done since he got fired as Sixers coach.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk to him about Brett Brown, about Ben Simmons.
Right.
And people asked us why. And I said, he's not going to answer it. I don't know what to tell you. He's not going to answer questions about Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He's going to give you some fluff answer, which is what Trey Turner would have done if I asked him about moving to the outfield.
Yeah.
The answer is Trey Turner doesn't want to move to the outfield. That's the answer.
See, to me, those type of questions, and even if you wanted tough questions coming off of what happened the year before, to me, that's when we sit down with the GM or we sit down with the manager.
Yes.
Like asking Rob Thompson, would Trey Turner be moved to center field if he's not playing well at shortstop? Like, are they open to that? That's fair for him to make, for him to answer.
Sure.
Asking the player, what do you think he's going to say?
Well,
the guy doesn't want to play in center field. He wants to be a damn shortstop. So he's going to look at that like, what do you mean?
Well, and by the way, the premise of the question would have been, if you are bad again at shortstop this year, which Trey Turner was not planning to be. Whether he was or not, he was planning to play.
It's tough to do, man.
It's harder. By the way, I can understand why you want me to do that. But my goal is not to be adversarial. My goal is to answer ask questions that I think I'm going to get a thoughtful answer for. And by the way, there's a very big difference between being an Eagles reporter when you're asking the same coach and player questions every single week, and they're seeing you every week, and Trey Turner, who I see once a year if I'm lucky,
right,
to talk to him.
Yeah.
And it's so
it is once a year.
Yeah. Maybe he calls at a different time, but I'm only going to see Trey Turner and talk to him once a year. Yeah. And I'm not going to ask him, hey, if you suck at shortstop again, are you going to play the outfield so we can get a real shortstop in here?
Yeah.
And by the way, he was great at shortstop this year.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, speaking of baseball, High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Never asking a tough question.
No. Well, that's Ike Lake having me there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, just to make Scott happy, next time we talk to Trey Turner at spring training next year, I'm gonna ask him 5 candy questions.
Yep.
Lots of candy.
They look at me and they're like, yeah, he's the former player.
Yeah, he's going to be nice.
He knows.
Yeah, he gets it.
He knows. He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yep.
Coming up next, the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, 215-592-9494. Continue to talk about the main thing today, which is, once again, the Eagles offense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show Ike, Spike,
I got it.
And Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.